Beste ijshockeyfan, wat fijn dat je weer luistert naar de Face of Podcast. In deze editie blikken Cor Michielsen en ik, Tim Gert, even terug op de reis die we hebben gemaakt bij de NHL Global Series in Keulen en Göteborg, waarbij wij voor Face of aanwezig mochten zijn. We mochten proeven van het leven als NHL-journalist, stelden een aantal gewaagde vragen tijdens de verschillende persconferenties en doken de kleedkamer in met jongens als Nico Hischier, Leon Draisaitl, Taylor Hall en Connor McDavid, die aan het einde van deze podcast ook nog even aan het woord komt. We wensen je heel veel luisterplezier en hopen dat je net zo van deze podcast geniet als wij hebben gedaan van onze reis. Goed, Cor, met Faceoff naar de NHL. Eerst in Keulen, nu in Göteborg, met jouw favoriete team. Geniet je er een beetje van?
Ja. Is niet te zien?
Ja, wel een beetje. Kun je ons een beetje meenemen in hoe de laatste dagen zijn geweest?
Ja, vooral hectisch. Weinig slaap, druk. En naar Keulen eerst. Nou, dat was 2,5 uur rijden. Dan daar tot 's avonds laat. Terug naar huis. Gewoon werken, want dat gaat ook gewoon door. Gisteravond nog vergadering van de VOF gehad van Faceoff. Nou, die gasten die konden ik om 11 uur in mijn huis uittrappen. Eerder ik sliep was het 11:30 en om 4 uur weer de wekker. Dan we naar Amsterdam, uurtje rijden. Vliegtuig in, hier aangekomen met de bus. Perfect uitgelegd, daarvoor dank. Was ideaal. Nou, met koffertje hier, vanochtend lekker druk geweest met het interview met Gene. En de morning skate. En nu staan we hier.
Ja, kun je een beetje uitleggen hoe die eerste wedstrijd verliep voor de Oilers en wat voor indruk je kreeg daar van ze?
In Keulen? Nou, dat ze er niet allemaal bij waren. 3-3 tegen Keulen. Ik volgde Del ook voor Faceoff. En Keulen is niet zo'n team dat je zegt van, wauw.
In die Duitse league maken ze niet een onuitwisbare indruk.
Nee, absoluut niet.
Nee, ik vond ook, ik was er ook bij. Hè, in die eerste, vooral in de eerste periode leek het echt een beetje een demo-wedstrijd. Hoe je ze daar zag, gaan ze denk ik de play-offs niet halen.
Nee, maar Gene zei ook, die verwacht 100 plus van McDavid. En dat ze wel de play-offs gaan halen. Maar we zullen het gaan zien vanavond.
Ja, volgens mij, als ik hem goed begreep, was het zelfs 100 plus punten gewoon van het team. Dat hij zei.
Wauw.
Dan moeten ze het halen.
Dan moeten ze halen. 96 is meestal net genoeg voor een wildcard. Dus, maar ja, ik heb het ook. Ik heb ze er ook. Ik heb de Sharks als 1. Oilers 2 en 3. Kings, Vegas. Ja. Daar ben ik nog niet uit.
Nee, goed. En dan als Faceoff hier naartoe. Het is een beetje. Er is heel veel media. Normaal bij de Nederlandse wedstrijden zijn we de enige. Hoe moet ik het zeggen? Hoe kun je dan toch een beetje profileren tussen al die internationale media? En kom je er toch een beetje tussen?
Nou, dus, veel mensen zitten tegenwoordig op Twitter. Ik heb Gene benaderd via Twitter. En je zag het. Nou, heel toegankelijk. Echt topman. Ja. Voor de matchmates van Canada. Goedemorgen, hier is Cor Michielsen vanuit Göteborg met de anchorman of Sportsnet, Mr. Gene Principe.
Principe, yes.
I talked to him on Twitter and I follow him because, you know, I'm also an Oilers fan and his work is to follow the Oilers.
That's right.
Are you then also a bit of a fan?
Yeah, you know what, to be honest with you, I'm a really big fan. I grew up in Edmonton. I was born and raised there, and back in the 1980s, when the Edmonton Oilers were winning all those Stanley Cups, I was a teenager, I was a young guy, and I remember going, onto the Jasper Avenue, which is a main street on Edmonton, where people would go and celebrate the Stanley Cup. So I remember, watching Wayne Gretzky and Kevin Lowe and Craig McTavish and Jari Kurri and all those players. So I grew up a fan, and so this opportunity has really been a dream for me to. Many years later, get a chance to work with the hockey club.
Did you, in your, when you were youth, you played hockey yourself?
I did play hockey. I wasn't very good. In fact, I was more of a soccer player. Soccer is kind of my favorite sport. I grew up wanting to play and cover the World Cup, not necessarily the Stanley Cup. And I played hockey. I wasn't very good at it. I couldn't skate very well. So then as time went on, I thought, well, I'm not going to make it as a hockey player or a soccer player. So I thought, what would be kind of like the second best thing to do? So thought, well, how about working around the hockey teams and working around soccer teams? But I grew up, you know, wanting to be, well, Van Persie or Aaron Robin, or I wanted to be, well, Paolo Rossi or someone like that from the Italian national team. But I just didn't quite have the talent to do it.
But you know, Cruyff.
Yeah, Johan Cruyff. Yeah, oh, absolutely, yeah. Well, the Netherlands, we don't have a lot of Dutch people in Canada compared to some of the other nationalities like Italians and Portuguese. But when it comes to soccer, I mean, Johan Cruyff came over and played in North America. And as a kid growing up, I got a chance to watch him in the North American Soccer League. Very well-known name, very well-known country. And I sympathize because neither Italy or the Dutch were in the World Cup. So it's very difficult.
Well, let's go to the hockey then. What is your prediction about the Oilers this season? As you see with the Pacific, Kovalchuk, of course, Carlson to the Sharks. It will get heavier. And what did the Oilers get? They widened the team, but...
Right, yeah, when you look at... and as many people do to start a season, you look and you say, oh, okay, who did they add to their team? Oh, wow, they added Erik Karlsson. Wow, they added Ilya Kovalchuk. For sure, you see those teams getting better. I think the Oilers feel like sort of from within they can get better. I believe they're a playoff team. I believe they're a 100-point team. I do believe that they'll make it back in the postseason. And a big reason is, well, you know, number 97, right? Connor McDavid. I just think that he's already had a great career so far, and it's just going to get greater and greater.
My editors mock me because I'm a huge fan of Connor. Yeah.
Well, you know what? You're not the only one. And we're finding that with Connor, anywhere he goes in North America is a big deal. And now we're seeing anywhere he goes in the world. In this case, the Oilers were in Germany and in Sweden. It's a big deal. He's the kind of player that people want to watch, want to see, want to meet, want to talk to, want to get a photo with, just want to have some kind of story to say, oh, I watched Connor McDavid, oh, I saw Connor McDavid, so they can go back and tell their friends, this is what I had a chance to do.
That's what I'm telling them also.
Yeah,
it's for the second time in Europe then, and I saw him in March 3 times in Edmonton. And I've told my editors, I said, listen, within 5 years, he must win a cup. If he doesn't, he asks for a transfer.
Well, I think that Connor is, he is incredible as one player with the points that he does and the way he skates. But I think we're seeing, especially this year, he's very motivated to bring his team with him. Last season, he had a very good year and the team did not. And he doesn't like that. Yeah. And that's not what he wants. And so I think that that's going to be a big motivation for him and the rest of the team. And I do believe that, you know, his first year was somewhat not wasted, but he hurt us. We broke his collarbone, so he didn't have that the kind of year we would have expected from him. But he's got a Stanley Cup on the horizon. I agree with you. I think they're thinking 2-3 years from now, not 5-7 years from now. He's 21. So I would say by 25 at the latest, he'll be 22 this coming season. So I'd say 25 at the latest, and that would be late. So I think it'd be more like 23, 24. They'd like to have a Stanley Cup.
Okay. Well, let's hope that it will be in Edmonton. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I really enjoyed it.
Anytime.
And I see you in March, and I bring the stroopwafels.
I look forward to it.
Okay, Thanks, thank you very much. Ian.
Anytime.
Kom maar Gielsen, Gothenburg voor Faceoff. Blijf kijken.
Nou, vanochtend hadden we dus dat interview van Gene. Maar we hebben ook nog bijvoorbeeld een paar vragen gesteld in de persconferentie in Keulen, die toch goed zijn gevallen. Ja.
Je hebt de NHL-persoon gehad, Tim. Ja. Dat was jij.
Ja, en dat was toch wel leuk om een keertje te doen. En toen hadden we het erover, hè, van wat nou als die wedstrijden een keertje naar andere landen zouden gaan. Bijvoorbeeld, wij noemden dan Amsterdam, omdat we dat zelf leuk vinden. Maar ik stelde die vraag aan Bill Daly, de rechterhand van Gary Bettman.
Jim Matheson, Post-Media in Edmonton. Bill, how do you decide which countries you're going to go to? I mean, obviously, China's... might be going to China every year, but how do you decide, say, Germany, Switzerland? I know when you go to Sweden, you like some Swedish players on the team, and go to Finland, you like some Finnish players, but how do you decide, okay, this year we're going to Germany?
That's a great question. Obviously, you know, we went through a series of years where we were coming over to Europe every year. We then stopped that in 2011, and we recommenced kind of the European games last year with regular season games only. We felt this year was time to kind of expand that a little bit. And obviously the game in Bern the other night and the game here against local teams. And we expect to kind of continue to do that. And obviously we look for logical connections. But in a market like Germany in particular, kind of a developing hockey market where hockey has relevance here and it's important here. But the more important we can make it, the better. And if bringing an NHL team here with arguably the best German ice hockey player ever can help in that effort, that's something we wanted to pursue. So that was part of the decision behind bringing a team here this year.
Front row on the right.
Yeah, thank you. Tim Gert from the Netherlands Media Faceoff. Small question. Do you feel that the global interest in NHL is big enough now to also do these games in non-traditional markets like Amsterdam, maybe?
Yeah, look, I think and that's the ultimate goal for sure. You know, Jim asked the question before us, how we decide markets, and you know, we look at markets differently. Obviously, there are very well-established hockey markets. Then there are markets where hockey, again, is relevant and significant, but may not be the most popular or among the most popular sports. And then there are markets where we want hockey to be relevant, and we want to kind of plant the seeds. And, you know, I put Amsterdam probably a little ahead of China in that on that equation, where there's familiarity with the sport, but where, you know, we can be helpful in developing the sport on the ground, at the grassroots level. And yes, we're focused on doing that over time.
Back row on the right.
Nadine Kolb from the Deutschen Eishockey News. As you know, it's a big deal for all the German fans to see an NHL team in the home country. Can you tell if there will be a regular season game between two NHL teams in, let's say, the next 5 years?
Yes, I would expect there would be. You know, we did play one regular season game in Berlin, I believe, in 2011, and I would expect we'll play a regular season game here in the near future.
Yeah, thank you. You've mentioned think alone that Germany is probably going to be next country to go to within the next 5 years. Are there any other European countries on the radar for a regular season game?
There are. I mean, as I mentioned in my remarks, you know, we played in six different countries. I'm going to be very vague, only because similar to my answer on the third Swedish city, that at some point we may put a game in. I'll do the same with respect to other European countries. But all I'd say is that, you know, we're thrilled with the state of hockey development in Europe, and I think there are a lot of opportunities to bring NHL hockey, NHL hockey players back to their home markets. And, you know, hopefully, you know, I heard, you know, maybe we're in a position to announce something in as early as the next two games in Finland. That's not a guarantee, and there's a lot to be done. But obviously, as soon as we can nail that down, you know, we'll be making announcements appropriately.
Jim,
Amsterdam wordt misschien lastig, maar toch, hè? Plekken als Londen of als Parijs, ik zie het wel zitten in ieder geval.
Ja, absoluut. Dan zijn we er gewoon weer bij natuurlijk, hè?
Ja, dat zeker. Volgend jaar of misschien de komende 5 jaar weer in Duitsland terug, zei die. Welke team zou jij nou graag naar Europa willen hebben?
Nou, vanuit face-off perspectief, met sprong op de rooster van de Penguins. De Penguins. Niet mijn team, maar het zou wel leuk zijn. Puur voor een Nederlander erbij. Zo simpel is het, toch?
Nee, precies. Dat zou natuurlijk fantastisch zijn. Moet hij denk ik nog wel eventjes wat puntjes gaan scoren, hè?
Hij moet wel zijn best gaan doen. Maar kijk, laten we zeggen, de diehard teams. Hè? Chicago Blackhawks, Montreal Canadiens, die er al heel lang in de NHL rondhuppelen. Geen Arizona, geen Florida. De Sabres, nu met Dahlin. Eigenlijk 28 van de 31. Ah, trouwens, we kunnen ons allemaal gewoon zien. Jatter.
Ja, nee, mij persoonlijk maakt het natuurlijk wel uit wie er komt. Maar goed, het is ieder team dat naar Europa komt. En ze tonen ook, ik vind de NHL toont ook lef door steeds meer teams hier naartoe te halen. En nu vandaag ook weer, gaan we het ook weer zien. Hè? De New Jersey Devils tegen de Edmonton Oilers. Ze halen toch even de beste speler ter wereld hier naartoe. Ik ben zelf pits.
En de MVP.
En de MVP tegelijkertijd. Dat wisten ze natuurlijk nog niet toen ze dat deden. Maar wat is jouw indruk ook van dit stadion bijvoorbeeld? Ik weet dat je ook naar NHL-wedstrijden bent geweest. Is het een beetje NHL-waardig, vind jij?
Ja.
Ja, we zijn overigens in Scandinavium in Göteborg. 13.000 toeschouwers. Ik vond persoonlijk het stadion in Keulen.
Ja, maar dat heeft mij verrast. Het was de eerste keer voor mij in Keulen. Maar wauw, wat een stadion. Dat is echt NHL-waardig.
Playing a game like this where you play a league game 2 days from now and you come from North America, and the fans are pretty loud.
Fans are unbelievable.
You look like you were having fun out there yourself.
The fans are unbelievable. It's a fun environment to play in. They were loud. I'm sure the game and the score itself helped that. They were really, really fun to play in front of. The European fans usually are.
You think Germany's ready to host the regular season game? Bill Daly said that would be part of the league's plans going forward. From what you saw tonight in terms of fan support and atmosphere, does it look like a place that's ready?
I definitely think they're ready. They're unbelievable tonight. I think it'd be really cool to see the energy they would bring for a regular season game. Not that it really makes a difference to them. They're just excited to see the game. We see NHLers up close and personal, and to see Leon and Toby, the Germans, guys that I'm sure the kids are back home watching. It was cool to experience.
Pretty fitting that the two Germans get the first goal.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty
funny.
It's
almost like it was scripted.
Yeah, it was almost like it was scripted, honestly. It's usually how some of this stuff happens. It was cool to see. It was a cool moment, I'm sure, for Leon and Toby.
Ook een enorme indruk gemaakt daar volgens mij. En als je dat allemaal bij elkaar ziet, ook die Global Challenges erbij. Ik heb dan Bern heb ik niet gezien, zijn we ook niet geweest. Maar toch, NHL neemt wel weer extra stappen. En dat is toch wel heel mooi om te zien, denk ik.
Ja, dat is fantastisch. Dat is toch, ja. Kijk, je hebt het, de Major League Baseball. Nee, de NFL komt naar Londen. Nou, die kaarten zijn niet om aan te slepen. Het is gewoon booming. Normaal zie je dat alleen op tv en nu ben je erbij. En als we het over stadions hebben, ik was natuurlijk in de nieuwe Rogers Arena van de Oilers. Ja, dat is echt ongelooflijk. Maar ja, dat mag ook wel, want we hebben er anderhalf jaar over gedaan en 400 zoveel miljoen.
Ja, nou ja, wat dat betreft, Keulen is een geweldig stadion. Ik denk echt dat ze daar binnenkort nog wel een keer terug gaan komen. In ieder geval, wij hebben ervan genoten. Ik hoop dat vele Nederlanders met ons ervan hebben genoten. En in ieder geval, dank weer voor het luisteren. En graag tot ziens.